It's time now for Sunday Night with the Local Church. This week featuring Pastor George Lewis. Only on the Rock 98.5.
This is George Lewis, Baptist pastor right here in Yorkton, bringing you a message from the Word of God today about Mary. I would like to read from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. And I want to invite you to go get your Bibles and open your Bibles. And let's read the Bible and study the Bible together. Check me out and see if I am telling you the truth. The Bible is the most important book on the face of the earth. But yet, in most cases, it is the most neglected book on the face of the earth. It is the Word of God for God's people today, the King James Bible that I have here in my hands. It is inspired, infallible, preserved Word of God for God's people today here in this country and all English-speaking countries. Go get it and check me out. See if I am telling you the truth about Mary, the mother of Jesus. The Bible says in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, these words. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Mary is probably the most misunderstood mother of all times. That is her name, Mary, the mother of Jesus. She doesn't have anything else to go along with it. That is it. Mary, the mother of Jesus. But if we allow the Bible to be our source of information, then lies, theories, doubts, suggestions, and also traditions will vanish. So I say to you this morning, or today, listen to me. Pay attention to what I'm saying. The Bible is my only source of information. We need to get back to the Bible. We need to read, study, meditate, compare verse with verse, and apply the Bible to our lives. And that way, we can get to the final truth. In this case, the truth here is concerning Mary. I ask you, please consider what I say in the light of the Bible. Read the Bible. Listen to what the Bible says. And if I say something's not in the Bible, then I'm making a suggestion. I've got an idea, an opinion, but that's not Bible. Now, first of all, let's see some biblical facts concerning Mary, the mother of Jesus. Her name is just that, Mary. Nothing else, period. That's what the Bible teaches us. The name Mary, the mother of Jesus, is found 19 times in the New Testament. There are 26 references to Mary, the mother of Jesus, in the New Testament. The way some people talk, you think there are hundreds of references. But that's not true. That's not true. Her name is mentioned 19 times, and there are just 26 references to the Mary, the mother of Jesus, in the New Testament. And I say this with all earnest. I am not downgrading Mary, the mother of Jesus. I am not trying to put her down. I'm trying to encourage you, listeners, to get your Bibles out and study the Bible. Listen to what the Bible says. I repeat again. The name of Mary, the mother of Jesus, is found 19 times in the New Testament. There is also just 26 references to Mary, the mother of Jesus, in the New Testament. And here's something else. After Acts 1:14, you can't find a reference to Mary, the mother of Jesus. That's it. She's mentioned just in five books. You can't find her anywhere else. After Acts 1:14, the Bible is dead silent about the name Mary, the mother of Jesus. Here's something else. Mary, the mother of Jesus, after the birth of Jesus, gave birth to 4 sons and 3 daughters. Don't believe me? Believe the Bible. The sons were James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas. Read Matthew 13:55, and there it is. Matthew 13:55 says so. Now here's a verse of interest. In Psalm 69:8, the Bible says, verses 8 and 9, I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. The reproaches of them that reproached thee are fallen upon me. This is spoken of in John 2:17. He spoke of it right there in John 2:17. What David said over in Psalm 69, verses 8 and 9. Don't take my word for it. Go read your Bible. If you claim the Bible is God's word, then you are obligated to believe it. In Matthew 13:55, there's the proof right there. Now, beyond 4 brothers, he had at least 3 daughters. You say, how do you know that, preacher? Because I read it in Matthew 13:56. It's right there. Open your Bible and read it. Don't take my word for it. Believe and read the Bible. The Bible does not have one mistake. If you think the Bible has a mistake, it's in you that has a mistake, not the Bible. Someone gave me a list of mistakes in the Bible just recently. And I thought to myself, this guy's out of his mind. I went home and looked at the mistakes, and it was laughable. If the subject were not so serious, I'd laugh at him. Listen, if you're going to argue over a dot over an I or a little mark over a T, you've got a problem. You've got a problem. Listen, if you'll take the Bible, if you will read it and study it and compare verse with verse, you will find no mistake in the Bible. The Bible explains itself probably about 99% of the time. So, get over it. If you listen to someone preach and teach to you and says the Bible has a mistake, you need to get up and walk out. You need to let him talk to the pews or talk to the chairs, because he doesn't deserve the opportunity to speak to you because he's lying. The Bible is just that. The Bible, God's word to God's people. Now here's a note. Mary, her sons, and her daughters are not found in scriptures participating in the Lord's work until the work was up and going. Not even his own family members believed in him. Did not believe in his work. Not even Mary went along with it. But certain things took place, and they had to realize, hey, something is going on here. Something is real. Mary was somewhat, just a little bit, involved. More so than the sons and daughters. Read John chapter 7, verses 3 to 10. There it is. Don't take my word for it. Read the Bible. As I said, Mary was just a little bit involved. Not very much. When Jesus refused to be an earthly king, his 4 brothers did not understand that decision. Read about this in John chapter 6, 14 and 15. It's right there. The brothers of Jesus were saved after the resurrection. So, Jesus is down here on the earth 32 years before his own brothers were saved and started serving the Lord. Compare John 7, 5 with Acts 1, 14. And there you have it. Read the Bible. Study the Bible. Compare verse to verse. That is the only way to understand the Scriptures. There is no other way to understand the Word of God. You cannot understand the Bible without taking time to compare verse with verse. That's what Paul teaches us in 1 Corinthians. He said right there in the second chapter, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. Isaiah teaches the same thing. The preacher in Ecclesiastes teaches the same thing, comparing verse with verse to get the whole picture. Why do you think we have four Gospels? Each one gives a different outlook on it, but you bring them together and there's no contradiction. You have the full picture of the birth, his life, his death, burial, and resurrection. The Bible, the inspired, infallible Word of God, has no mistakes. I said, has no mistakes. You can take that anywhere you want to take it, but you need to believe it. That makes a difference. Now, I said Mary, the mother of Jesus, is found 19 times in the New Testament. Just 19 times. There are 26 references to Mary, the mother of Jesus, in the New Testament. Just 26 references. You'd think there'd be hundreds when people talk. And let me repeat, I am not downgrading Mary, the mother of Jesus. I refuse to downgrade her. At the same time, I will give her the credit that my Bible gives her, and not one ounce more. How can I give her credit for something that's not in the Bible? And most of the things you hear about Mary is not in the Bible. They're man-made. They suggestions or ideas, theories. But it's got to be in the Bible, or it's none of God. It's of man. And we need to get tired of and sick of hearing what man's got to say. Listen to the Bible. The Bible is God's final word to mankind. Now, back to Mary. Here's what's going to blow you away. Mary was a sinner, as all are sinners. Wow! Can you believe that? That Baptist preacher said Mary was a sinner. I sure did. And I'll keep right on saying it, because that's what my Bible tells me in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, Romans chapter 5, verse 12, and Luke 1, 46 and 47. For all have sinned, the Bible says. For all have sinned, the Bible repeats itself. Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Savior. Even Mary said Christ was God. If that's not what she said, I don't understand the English, because that's what it's saying there. Very clearly, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Savior. She put Christ on the same level with God. That's good. That is real good. Yes, Mary was a sinner like all sinners. She was a good mother, a good wife, a good servant of God, but she was a sinner like all sinners. You can't get around it. The Bible says, for all, that includes Mary, the mother of Jesus, she sinned. She was a sinner. Two times the Bible says, for that all have sinned. How do you get around it? Why give her credit for something that she didn't even claim herself? She never said that she wasn't a sinner. She never claimed to be above other sinners. She was a sinner, period. Here's something else. Mary never offered salvation to any sinner. That is, Mary never offered salvation to any sinner, period. That would have destroyed the plan of God. Mary never considered herself as a savior for sinners. That's impossible. Because the Bible says in Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man, not the Son of Mary, but the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Mary never said that. You can't find that in any Bible. that Moses came to save sinners. It's just not there. Paul said, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's in 1 Timothy 1:15. Why make the Bible say something it doesn't say? Why claim Mary is something she herself never claimed? She ever thought she was above sinners? She ever thought she was closer to God than other people? She put herself in the place of all sinners that needed Jesus Christ as her Savior. And that's what she did. She received Jesus Christ as her Savior. Mary never, I'll say again, Mary never considered herself as a Savior for sinners. It's impossible. That would have wrecked, that would have ruined the plan of God. Here's something else. Mary never said she was the door to heaven. Jesus said, I am the door, period. Mary never said she was the entrance to heaven. She never presented herself as the way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the door. That's clear. When Jesus said here, I am the door, that eliminated any other way. He is the only way. He is the way. Mary never said, I am the way. Jesus did say, I am the door. I am the way. I am the truth. How can you get around it? Jesus clearly said publicly, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Mary never said those words. So why put them in her mouth? Why put them in scriptures? Because they're not there. It's made up by man. People, get off of it. Forget what man says and read your Bible. It's not in the Bible that Mary tried to save anyone. It's not in the Bible that Mary was a savior of sinners. It is in the Bible that Jesus said, I am the door. It is in the Bible that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but by me. But by me eliminates Mary and anybody else. Not even Paul claimed to be the way to heaven. Not even Paul claimed to be at the door to heaven. Not even Paul put himself on the same level as Jesus. Neither did Mary. People, why don't we believe the Bible? What is wrong with believing the Bible? What is wrong with saying the Bible I have here is God's infallible word for all English-speaking people? What is wrong with honoring God by believing His Bible? If you will believe the Bible and apply the Bible, it will make you a better citizen. It can make you a better father, better mother, a better son, and a better daughter, and on down the line. It can make you better in every way possible if you just read it, believe it, and apply it. And if you're going to read it and criticize it, may God have mercy on your soul. May God have mercy on you. You need to read it, believe it, and understand what you're reading. People, why don't we get back to the Bible? What's wrong with believing the Bible? I've been reading the Bible for 50 years. And it's never harmed me. And I've been teaching the same thing I'm teaching today for years and years. The Bible has never harmed anyone if they would read it, believe it, and apply it. But don't put things in the Bible. No one has authority to change the Bible. No one. We are to look at it, read it, meditate on it, compare verse to verse, apply it to our lives, and be better citizens. I'll guarantee you, if you will apply the Bible to your life, you will be a better person, a better citizen, better father, better mother, and so on. Now, here's another one. Mary never gave the impression that she was equal to Jesus. Never. But the Bible does say in Luke 2:19, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. She was a good mother, a good wife, yes, but she was never equal to Jesus. That is blaspheming the word of God when someone says that Mary was equal to Jesus. That said, she was equal to God, which is impossible. It cannot happen. Did not, cannot, and will not. People, stop saying things that the Bible doesn't say. Believe the Bible. I went into a motel room one time, and the fellow behind the counter, he was waiting on somebody, and he made an outrageous statement about the Bible says. And he said it three times. The Bible says. The Bible says. So I waited until the man walked outside. And I said, friend, you just said this and this and this, and you said three times, the Bible says. He said, that's right. I said, that's not right. I said, what you just quoted is not in the Bible. He says, but I heard. I said, I don't care what you've heard. I've been studying this book for over 50 years, and I'm telling you what you just said is not in the Bible. It's man-made. Well, I said, I'm sorry to be honest with you, but that's beside the point. What you said is not in the Bible. I'll tell you what you do. When someone says, the Bible says, put a Bible under his nose and ask him, would you show me in the Bible where it says what you just said? And I'll tell you one thing. You will see some people back up because it's not in the Bible. Probably 90% of the people brag about the Bible says it's not in the Bible. It's all in their head. They heard Grandpa say it, or heard Daddy say it, or somebody say it, and it sound good. Look, don't be afraid to stick the Bible in front of someone and say, would you show me in the Bible? You, as a listener, you have a right to book, chapter, and verse. And I've done that several times. And people back up because they don't know. They don't know. I heard someone say one time that the law never ended. Still in effect. I opened my Bible to Luke 16:16, and my Bible says the law and the prophets were until John. He had nothing to say. I heard someone else say, the gospel began in the Garden of Eden. I said, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says in Mark 1:1-4, it began with John the Baptist. So there you are, people. People are taught and say things they know nothing about. Know your Bible. Don't be afraid of the Bible. It will not bite you. You will be blessed by reading the Bible, studying the Bible, comparing verse with verse, and coming to a whole understanding of what the Bible is teaching. Here's another one. Now, this will knock somebody out. The Apostle Peter, in his two letters, did not mention Mary, the mother of Jesus. Now, isn't that something? The Apostle Peter wrote two books and did not mention Mary one time, the mother of Jesus. Man, that is strong. In those two books, we have 8 chapters, 166 verses, 4,041 words, and not one time is Mary mentioned. To me, that says a lot. That says a lot. Here's another one. Paul wrote 14 books of the New Testament and did not mention Mary. Now, isn't that something? 14 letters Paul wrote in the New Testament and did not one time mention Mary. And by the way, that's not putting Mary down. That's just what's in the Bible. I'm not degrading her. I'm giving her the exact place in the Scriptures that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the Gospel of Acts gave her. The book of Acts. That's right. 5 books. And after Acts 1:14, there is no more Mary. in the Bible. Here's a note. There are seven Marys in the New Testament. That's right. Seven Marys. There is Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary Magdalena, found 13 times in the New Testament. Mary, mother of James, found 8 times. Mary, the wife of Cephas, found 1 time. And then there's Mary, the sister of Lazarus, found 11 times. Mary, the mother of John, Mark, found 1 time. That's in Acts 12:12. And the seventh one is Mary, a Christian lady in Rome, 16:6. No one, listen to me good, no one in the New Testament worshiped Mary, the mother of Jesus. You can't find one single iota of anything in the New Testament where anybody fell down and worshiped Mary, the mother of Jesus. The Bible says in Hebrews 6, and let all the angels of God worship him. In Revelation 5, 11 through 14, the Bible says, and also in Revelation 22, 8, 9, John fell down at the feet of the angel to worship, and the angel said, see thou do it not. Nowhere in the New Testament did someone worship Mary. Nowhere. You can't find it. It's not there. People, Jesus is the way. Jesus was the way. And Jesus will always be the way. It is not Mary. And here's one that should knock his socks off. Mary was never called the Queen of Heaven. You find the Queen of Heaven in Jeremiah 7, verses 16 and 18, and chapter 44, verses 15 through 19. And in both references, they made cakes for the pagan Queen of Heaven. Listen, that is pure garbage. Mary, Queen of Heaven, that is garbage. That's not in the Bible. The Queen of Heaven in the Bible is a pagan. Please, read your Bible. Learn what the Bible says. Don't go by what man says. Don't go by what tradition says. Read the Bible. Again, I ask, what is wrong with believing the Bible? What is wrong with open the Bible, reading the Bible, studying the Bible, comparing verse with verse, and apply it to your life? I'm telling you, the Bible will make you a better citizen. The Bible will make you a better Christian. The Bible will make you a better husband. The Bible will make you a better wife. People, it's all free. It doesn't cost a thing. Jesus paid the price on Calvary. And through his death, burial, and resurrection, you have the price paid. Don't go look at a father. Don't go look to man. Don't go look at somebody else. Look to the Lord. He is willing to save sinners. And only Christ as God can save sinners. Peter said that Christ is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Please, please go to the Bible. Read the Bible. Study the Bible. Understand what the Bible is telling you, and you will be 10 trillion times better off. Listen, I've said this once and I'll say it again. Don't believe me because I'm saying it. Go to the Bible. That's the final source. Read the Bible. And there you can see what the Bible is saying. Again, open your Bible. Read what the Bible says. How can you go wrong if you believe the Bible? Please read, study, meditate, compare verse with verse, and believe what the Bible says. I have a lot more to say about Mary, just what the Bible gives me. Just what the Bible gives me and what people say. And next time we come back, we'll take home right here and start with our lesson concerning Mary, the mother of Jesus. Please Read your Bible, study your Bible, and may God bless you is my prayer.